Welcome everyone, and thank you for attending the Brighton Council Community Development Committee meeting for the month of September. A reminder that all our council and committee meetings are recorded in accordance with our recording of council and committee meetings policy 7.11, and a recording will be made available on the council's website within 7 business days after the meeting. I'd like to acknowledge the Palawapakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders, both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item 2 is apologies, and we have apologies from Councillor Geard and Councillor Murta. Have someone to move that?
Excuse me, through you, Chair, with Greg Irons. Did Greg indicate an apology?
He did tell me.
Can we add Greg Irons to that, please?
Add Councillor Irons to the apologies.
Move.
Moved by Phil. Seconded by Lee. Any debate on that? If not, I'll put it. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? That's carried. Item number 3 is public question time, and I don't believe we have a requirement for public question time this evening. Item 4 is declarations of interest. Is there any councillor wishing to declare an interest in the single item on the agenda this evening? If not, we'll move to item 5, which is business, and item 5.1 is a presentation from Engage Youth Cove Creek. And I might throw to Angela for an introduction. Harley. Thank you. Harley, how are you? Councillor Owen has just raised whether we should move a suspension of standing orders for the discussion.
Is that appropriate?
Yes.
I'm happy to accept one.
I'll move. We should suspend standing orders.
Seconded by Councillor Gray. Any debate on that? If not, I'll put it. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? That's carried. Thank you. Over to you.
So
Okay.
We might need to get.
Is it all right if we ask if anyone has any questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions?
Councillors?
Yeah. Firstly, thank you for doing what you've done. It's a fantastic job and a fantastic outcome. I think the General Manager just mentioned that we might get you to come to the next meeting we have with Brian Mitchell and Susie Bauer because you seem to be able to get a better connection than probably we do. So you're more than welcome. We'll send you an invite. But in regards to the youth, what sort of ages are you looking for? I mean, is it primary school right through to high school? And then, you know, our youth hub, for example, I think for memory is going up to about the age of 24. Is that right? Yeah. So catering from, you know, young children to 24 years of age. Get the right mix and trust us that we've been banging on with the government in relation to transport and isolation, particularly in Gagebrook and Herdsman's Cove. I mean, I think it was the first meeting that I had when I was elected as mayor, was talking to government about transport and transport poverty and isolation of our communities within this area. I mean, you know, it's 4 km up the road to Cove Hill, and you know, it's a bloody steep hill that a lot of people are isolated in their own community, and it leads to mental health issues and things of that nature. So you've been listening into my conversations. our conversations. Yeah, no, and you're right. I mean, bus that would just continuously go around our community, you know, but it is a state government responsibility for public transport, and it's not something that we want to burden our community with. I mean, we could do it, but then the rates would go up by $100 a year for every person who lives in Brighton. So it's a little bit out of our control, but we're continuing to push hard. And to be honest, I reckon we've got a minister now who actually listens, which is Eric Abetz, and he listens to what we've said, listens, and I think he's starting to get some results. So hopefully he's listened to what we've said, he's believed it, and hopefully we might get a good outcome. But only time will tell. But thank you again. Sorry,
can I ask a question? Start. How wide an area are you going to look at for these children to come from? Well, the reason I ask that is because I know there are issues in Bridgewater, Gagebrook, Hurstmans Cove, but we also have problems in Brighton, and we don't have anything for the youth in Brighton either. So if we could perhaps get the liaise with the primary school and next year with the high school and get this little bus to go as far as that, because there are kids that wander around the streets in Brighton with nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And they do. Well, they go into the IGA because I know children are sleeping rough in Brighton and they don't have anywhere to go. So they do. They go to the IGA and steal. And it's really, really sad. And yeah. Just somewhere where it's warm and they've got someone to talk to and some food, because I know that would be lovely. Yeah, that would be lovely, because some of them are sleeping on the steps in front of the bowls club because they don't have anywhere else to go. So if they had somewhere to go, warm and with a bit of food, it would. So if we could just, yes, it would be great.
Questions?
Through you, Chair. It wasn't a question. It was more of a statement that I was so pleased to see that the underuse for infrastructure up at Cove Creek Oval is finally being used. It's always been a difficult spot to get people to go to because of vandalism and whatnot. But as the youth are involved with this, it could be a protected space from here on in. And there's always that oval there too that they can have a game of anything, basically.
Yeah, my husband talked about the last time he saw, I think it was a cricket group, local Davidson in the area, and they tried to get the cricket group going, and they said that, and it was 20 years ago or so, and, they got it up and running, but then, it turned into footy, and then they were directed to go to one park, and so that's when that sort of stopped. Mm-hmm.
Had a bit of history, actually. The council decided to put a whole lot of chicken manure on there at one stage, and that caused a bit of a problem for the whole community for a few weeks for the odour. But before your time, but yeah, was a bit of a stink about that. No, well done.
Over the weekend, go and do something with the youth. Over the weekends.
And stuff that could be run there.
thank you all for your time. It's great to see a grassroots initiative like this be stood up to support the community, and our kids in our community will really appreciate the effort that you're putting in. I think it's safe to say they will get involved. And I'll echo the sentiments of my colleagues here and congratulate you on the effort so far. I know you've got a little bit of seed funding there. I would encourage you to consider a Brighton Council community grant when they open again. So put your thinking caps on about how you might use some of those funds and get an application in for us. Thank you. Any other questions, councillors, before I ask for a motion to resume standing orders? Do I have someone that will move a motion to resume standing orders? Thank you, Barb. Seconded by John. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? That's carried. And we have a recommendation on the final page of our agenda, page 5, the presentation and information from Engage Youth Cove Creek be received. Have someone to move that motion?
Thank you.
Yep. Barb and Michael. Any debate on that? No. In that case, I'll put it. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? That's carried. That brings us to the end of our Community Development Committee meeting for September.